Wherever you are, don't worry about settling or sitting up tall or doing anything yet. Just take a deep breath. Let that breath go, maybe out your mouth with a sigh. Do that again. All right, so maybe you're a little more in our space here this morning. At least everyone here, I think, has already met me, but I'm Autumn for anyone who might be joining in the recording later on. This is Mindful Mondays. Welcome. I'd like to start by asking you either to think about, or if you're joining live, you're welcome to share in the chat, a moment where you find a sense of calm. So this could be a very specific moment, maybe something that's happened recently, or in general. What do you like to do to try and feel a little more calm? Had a feeling we were going to get some outside things. Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Rest is always a good way to go, too. Actually read that how you meant it in the first place. So for myself, when I started thinking about this a little more deeply, because I went right away to a moment where I was just able to sit and look on my back deck, sit and look up at the trees, at the limbs, and I started to think, okay, well, if it's too cold and I don't want to be outside, can I find that same sense of calm inside or in a different way? And for me, I noticed just that act of sort of leaning back and looking up, it cued my body in to find that calming, relaxing sensation. So hopefully we find some ways to tune that into our bodies to help us find that sense of calm. And the reason why I'm going in this direction this morning, I feel like everyone I've been speaking to has said this semester is particularly hectic. They feel overwhelmed, even more. I mean, I think every semester gets a little overwhelming, but more than usual. And so how can we help ourselves to find that sense of calming down so that then we can also be there for others, helping others to find that same sense of calm as we go? So we are going to start with a little bit of movement, because if our bodies are speaking to us, then we can't really settle into a place of breath work, of mindful work. So we're going to do some things standing if you're able to. If not, you can definitely adjust and do these things sitting down. If you have on a heeled shoe and you're able to take it off, I would recommend taking it off so that you can have a flat surface. If you have on a flat shoe, you're also welcome to take that off if you would like to and would like to do this barefoot. Obviously, depending on where you are, if you want to make that choice. And hopefully there is a little bit of sound coming through in addition to my voice. Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes I can't tell how loud. Okay, good. Thanks. There's a little bit. So once you're set, if you want to take your shoes off, once you have those off, if you're going to, go ahead and stand up if you're able, and scoot your chair out of the way if you have a chair where you were sitting. I'm going to scoot mine back. And then find your feet really solidly on the floor. Maybe take a minute to rock a little forwards into the balls of your feet and back into the heels. Wiggle your toes a little bit. And then find a place where it feels like you're solidly weight spread out over the whole surface of the foot. Maybe you rock a little side to side, more weight in one foot than the other. And then find a place where you're kind of in the middle. Both feet nice and solid down. And if you are looking down to your computer screen, like I'm doing, remind yourself that you don't need to see me. Go ahead and take your gaze straight out. Maybe take a shoulder roll of the shoulders back. And if you feel comfortable, you're welcome to do this with your eyes closed as well. But of course, you can always keep them open, just looking out, straight out in front of you. Let your arms come down by your sides, nice and long. And then on an inhale, sweep your arms up and overhead. And then on your exhale, sweep your arms right back down by your sides. And we'll do that twice more. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, arms sweep back down. And take that one more time, inhale. And exhale. This time, inhale, reach the arms up and you're gonna twist. So turn to your right arm is gonna reach back, your left arm forward. And think about this twist coming from your shoulder blades rather than from your belly or your hips. We took about a breath there, and then inhale, come back to center, arms reach back up, and exhale, twist to your left. Left arm reaching back, right arm forward. One breath here. Inhale, come back to center, and then reach your arms back down by your sides. Shift a little more weight into the left foot. Step your right foot a little bit back behind you. Bend that left knee so you're in a little bit of a lunge. Not a big lunge, just a little lunge. And then inhale here. On your exhale, twist to the right. Right arm reaches back, left arm forward. Inhale through center. I'm just gonna keep my arms wide this time. And exhale, twist left. Inhale, center. Twist to the right again. So right side, you'll probably see you can twist more because of how your legs are. Inhale, center. And exhale, twist left. This might be a little smaller twist because of how your legs are. Come back to center, drop your arms by your sides. Step forward into that left foot, lift up your right knee just a little bit. So my right foot is lifted off the floor just for a little moment of balance. And then put the right foot down and step the left foot back just a little bit. So right knee is bent this time, left foot is back, little bit of a lunge. Reach the arms wide open, inhale. Exhale, twist left. Inhale, center, and exhale, twist right. And we'll repeat that again, inhaling through center, and then twisting on the exhale. You might also feel the calf of that back leg waking up a little bit, maybe getting a little stretch. I do on this side, I did not on the first side. Coming back to center. Take that one more time. Last twist. Unwind to center, drop the arms by your sides. Put all your weight into your right foot. Stand up on that right foot, lift the left knee so the left foot is a few inches off the floor. Taking just a little balance. And then step that foot down. Stepping back onto the left foot, cross the right foot over in front of the left. So my right leg is crossing over in front of the left, both feet are on the floor. I'm gonna reach my arms up overhead. My left hand is gonna grab my right wrist, and I'm gonna reach a little up and over to the left side. So I'm feeling the right side of my body stretching here. Coming back to center, uncross the legs, and we'll switch to the other side. Left foot crosses over right. Arms reach up. Left hand grabs the right wrist. I'm going the wrong way. Right hand grabs the left wrist. And stretch over to the right. So the left side body is getting stretched this time. Coming back to center, unwinding. Uncross the legs. So both feet are pointing straight ahead again. My weight is even on both feet. I'm gonna bend both knees. Maybe notice how my weight tends to shift a little bit as I bend the knees. Now, as I straighten, I'm gonna lift my right knee. So my right foot is up off the floor. And I'm gonna take an extra breath here to balance. Maybe you feel your left foot moving a little bit, the ankle moving to help you balance here. Put that right foot back down, bend both knees. Weight comes back into both feet. And then rise up on the right foot, left knee lifts, just any amount, as long as your foot is a little bit off the floor. Maybe you feel the right ankle or the right foot moving around a little bit to help you balance. And then put that left foot back down. Weight is in both feet. Rock your weight forward and see if you can lift your heels off the floor. If you're in shoes, this might be a little bit harder, depending on how bendy the sole of your shoe is. And then lower your heels back down. Take one more little bend of the knees. As you straighten the legs, sweep the arms up overhead, inhale. Exhale, sweep the arms down by your sides. And then you can grab your chair, or if you'd rather sit on the floor, have a seat on the floor. Just find your way to a comfortable seated posture. You're welcome to be sitting up against a wall or use the back of your chair so you feel really supported. And once you're in a place where you feel pretty comfortable, take your hands to your belly. And if this starts to feel a little awkward or it doesn't feel the best with your hands on your belly, just let that go. But I like to start here. So we're gonna do a few rounds of belly breath. So as you breathe, try to get the air to expand the belly. As you inhale, breathing in, let the belly expand. And on your exhale, just feel the belly sink away from your hands a little bit. We're not actively pulling it down, we're just noticing. Inhale, try to pull the air all the way down your torso as much as you can. Let the belly expand. And then exhale, belly sink. We'll take a few more rounds of that. So inhaling the air, coming all the way down to the belly, belly rises. Exhale, belly sinks. Take two more for yourself. Thank you. As you finish that second round, let your arms relax to wherever's comfortable, maybe on the arms of your chair or hands on the thighs or lap, or maybe on the desk. And notice if you can keep your breath this deep, this full, so that we're trying to breathe all the way down into our torso, rather than letting the breath just stay up high in the chest, in the collarbones. A lot of the times when we get tense, that tends to be where we breathe, high up in the chest. So the more we can use all of our lungs, try to feel our air coming way to the bottom of the lungs, which can feel like it's in the belly, that's usually a little more calming. So maybe holding on to this belly breathing as we move into a little meditation that I always come back to when maybe I start to feel like it's hard to care for all of those people that I know need care right now. And just like at the beginning where we talked about a place where we ourselves can find calm, this starts with finding that care, that kindness for ourselves. So I'm going to repeat some short statements. You're welcome just to listen to me repeat them or kind of repeat them to yourself. That could be out loud, depending on where you are, or just silently in your mind works really well. So thinking about sending ourselves some love, some kindness, and some care. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. So taking these statements towards yourself, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be safe, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. Breathing in deeply. Exhaling calmly. Now imagine someone in your mind who it's very easy for you to feel care for. Probably someone close to you, maybe a family member, a partner, a very close friend. Picture that person in your mind and repeat these same statements towards that person, wishing them this care, this kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Be safe. Be happy. Be free from suffering. Inhaling. And exhaling. Now shift your focus again to someone who you don't know as well. So maybe this is a coworker, a student. Maybe it's someone that you tend to see at Starbucks when you go and get your coffee. Maybe it's a neighbor. It's not someone you care deeply for, but it's not someone you have any issue with either. Just a neutral person that maybe you don't necessarily spend a lot of time thinking about. Take these next few moments to direct these same statements of kindness, of care, towards that person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Be safe. Be happy. Be free from suffering. Breathe in. Easily breathe out. And then shift your focus to someone who you find it a little bit more difficult to find really kind feelings for right in this moment. Maybe it's someone you've gotten in an argument with recently. You've had a confrontation. Maybe it's that student that has emailed you 6 times to ask the same question that's answered in the syllabus, so you're a little annoyed. Whoever it is, direct these same statements towards that person. The person it's a little more difficult to care for as you start the process. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Be safe. Be happy. Be free from suffering. As you take a breath in, open your awareness to everyone. Everyone who you know, who you don't know, everyone in this world. May everyone be safe. May we all be happy. May all living beings be free from suffering. May we all be safe. May we all be happy. May all living beings be free from suffering. Take a deep breath in. Maybe you let that breath go with a sigh. Bringing that moment or space of calm back into your mind. For one more breath, feel a belly rise. Start to blink the eyes open as you exhale, belly sinks back away. And slowly bringing your focus back into your present space where you are, maybe starting to get back towards your screen. And hold on to how easy it is to let go of little times you might be annoyed, and how easy it is to try to find a sense of care towards yourself, towards someone else, in those moments where you feel like maybe you can't do enough. Be okay with doing a small thing. It is 9:28, so if you need to run, if you have something at 9:30, I understand. If you would like to share anything before we go, if there's something that you found throughout that process, maybe something, a sense of greater calm or ease you're able to find through yourself, maybe something annoying you were able to let go of, you're welcome to share, to stick around and chat. Otherwise, yes, have a great rest of your week. Have a great break. And find those moments to feel calm, to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us for Mindful Mondays, and I hope you will join us again next week.